It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hi, honey. I just want to say how proud I am of you, and the strength and courage that you've shown over this past week has been amazing. It's been a journey, and I can't wait to see where the rest of the journey leads us and how your health and happiness is just going to keep getting better and better. I love you.
1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Dustin Fox. Dusty's last ride begins here. That was his lovely, beautiful, I don't think lovely even encapsulates, a wonderful girlfriend, Sarah, who is...
That was very nice, honey, and thanks for that. that was me being funny. But no, that was great. Thanks, honey.
So, 1 hour to go.
Yeah, there we go. Quickly, talk about a humbling experience that just happened.
This is so good.
So, Nick walks out of the studio to go to the bathroom or something, and Mackenzie walks in. Mackenzie Flume Dog Millionaire,
as she's known.
She walks in, and Max said something about, like, man, it's been a day, you know, a lot of emotions, crying and all these things. And she's like, what's going on? And I look at her, I'm like, you don't know? And she's like, no. And I'm like, this is my last day on the fan. And she goes, huh? I'm like, yeah. She's like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving the fan, and this is my last show, and I've got an hour left. She couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're joking. I'm like, no, where you been?
I mean this in the best possible way. It is.
I said, are you living under a rock? I'm not by any stretch that cool, but like, if you work at this station.
Oh, look.
Oh, you messing with me?
She hit you with a bait and switch. She knew the whole time. Either that, or she just stole a present from somebody.
I'm such an a-hole.
No. No, she deserved it. And honestly, she deserves it more now because she got you.
You didn't get me something.
I did. You don't have to open it now. But.
There's a microphone, Mackenzie. You work in radio.
Well, I didn't want to, like... Oh, it's on now.
Sorry. I just took your a-hole moment, and I just jammed it up a couple notches. Sorry.
I wanted to see if I could get you, and I did.
You did.
I know. I'm pretty good at acting, am I?
I mean, I'm
very humble as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are very humble. Yeah. I would say this much. I mean, I could kind of believe that you didn't know.
No. Yeah. He was so fooled.
Yeah.
No, I was.
No, that's, I think I that's fooled. What you said.
You,
I was
you were fooled. Saying that you thought I was...
Well, I mean, that could happen, I think, with you.
Yeah. You
don't take that as a negative.
You're 22.
Why,
you're,
I'm 24.
Okay.
Well, definitely take it as a positive.
Okay. Yeah, sure. There's no difference. All right. There's really no difference between 22 and 24. But I digress. You're 24. You're a little flighty in the best way.
That's all I meant. Is you're a little flighty.
There's a lot going on.
I like
you
the,
do. I know.
Yeah. Aloof. That's it. You're not flighty. You're aloof.
I'm aloof.
Yeah, sometimes I think you guys are the same person.
I'm not aloof when it comes to the people that I care about, though.
Oh, look at that.
See, the second I met her, we got off on a little bit of a rough patch.
But I didn't know that.
Can we tell that?
I did not even know it, that we were had bad blood.
So, do you want to tell it or me? We can tell it together.
Why don't you tell it? Because it's still the most offended I've seen Dustin Fox in my life.
So Mackenzie is, it's like your first day on the job and you're doing updates. And boy, you have improved, by the way.
That's a backhanded. I mean, you were awful, but now.
First off, that was a joke, and I got no laughter, so now I'm just getting heckled off the stage. Anyway,
I feel like I've declined. But.
No, you're fantastic. You always were. But the point is, you came in, and you had, like, this baggy shirt on or something, and we were giving you a hard time about it. I'm like, what's with the, you know, the outfit or whatever? And you're like, I'm known for my fits.
You did. Actually, I believe Mackenzie said to you that she can help you with your fits.
Well, that is, so she said I'm known for my fits, and then she said to me that she could help me with my fits.
Yes, and you
and
were.
I took it like
she said. You dress like
hard,
a hobo.
Man.
I just listened to this because I recorded it and saved it. I listened to this last night, like reminiscing, because I was like, oh, maybe I should post something for Dustin. And I was like, no, I'm gonna wait. And that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
But recently, I've buried the hatchet with her. I let her know how I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a hatchet.
Mackenzie, thank you for stopping by.
It's because you're aloof.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you are a sweet girl.
If it's a sever head, we're going to be very upset.
It's a new wardrobe.
It's a new fit.
God, you guys are like so nice, man.
So what do you want to talk about? It's your show. Actually, real quick.
It's your show.
So we haven't actually mentioned this since the news broke because we've had so many things going on. So one more time, the big news of the day is Jimmy Donovan is no longer be calling Browns games. His cancer's returned, and apparently in the letter he wrote to Browns fans quite aggressively. So, you know, I don't think we can say enough that we're all sending the best wishes, the love, the vibe, everything Jimmy and his family needs, you know. My life has been touched by cancer, I mean, pretty recently. I don't think there's a person out there who hasn't. And to see Jimmy, very similar to your conversation about your health journey and how good you're at, you know, to see you kind of have that, and then to hear Jimmy, you know, everybody's going through something. And when you hear somebody's going and continues to fight that cancer fight, if you've seen it, you know it. And you know what that takes, not just on the person, but on their family. So sending love to the Donovans because they deserve every bit of it. And Jimmy has been such a huge part of Cleveland there. So just want to go ahead and say that one more time because I remember we hadn't said it. I wanted to say it the 5 at 5 and just to make sure, just any chance. It's a 5-hour show. You want to mention something like that a couple times. But
yeah, no doubt. Let me just sort of piggyback that and echo your thoughts on Jimmy. And, you know, I really, really hope that he's able to come out the other side on this thing. He has every time, so no reason to think otherwise now. He's a fighter.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, as we continue to talk about this, I think it's my turn now. Is it my turn?
Dude, you know what's crazy, man, is that you've been, like, you know, very quiet today.
It's, well, because mostly in a lot of these situations, there are huge egos in this business.
I know what you're going to say.
And
you're not wrong, by the way.
The number one thing that people do in this scenario is to make it about themselves. And, you know, today is the fanniversary. And, it's tough not to think about every person we've worked with, whether you've worked one show here, whether you haven't worked here in a decade, whether you're kind of the new blood like Mac and Jax and Kayla and Mackenzie Flume Dog Millionaire. You know, like, whether you're 13 years in the past or, you know, maybe 13 years to the future, it is a day that I just kind of marvel at what we've pulled off here. It feels like the biggest heist. You know, Cleveland had several different sports talk shows when I was growing up. But in terms of a 6 a.m. to midnight, all live, all Cleveland, with updates, with, you know, 4 people a show, with what this thing is, especially in the corporate environment that is corporate radio in 2011, 2024, to see this thing grow. And I remember, dude, like when I left, I knew we were popular. But when I came back.
Oh, man. How long were you gone for? Like,
it was 4 years? Exactly. Yeah. I was gone 4 years, July of 18 to July of 2022. And to come back was, I mean, the whole station had gone to another level, including, and it should be said, I'm not just talking about people in the studio. It's people on the business side. It is the Tom Herschels, the Jeff Millers, you know, even the folks that maybe don't have day to day, like Skippy, Dave Popovich, and Chase Daniel, like we're so Marshall. Lucky. We're so damn.
All them.
Oh
folks,
gosh,
man.
Marshall. Marshall Micah,
he sent me a text the other day.
I feel like I could shout out a million names right now, but
we can if you want to.
What's interesting is
we'll piss somebody off.
You always forget somebody.
I know.
But no,
like,
I mean,
there are so many great people that work here.
Like, I'm so glad that this is today. I'm so glad that your last day is the Fanniversary.
Do you know that when I, and this has been hard, but I've sort of known. And by the way, like, I've done my best to keep you abreast of the situation every step of the way so that you weren't blindsided by any of this, or anybody on this show was blindsided, or even management. You know, I told Jeff that I was leaving, and we talked about it a couple times before it was like official, like internally. Like, he told me, he's like, here, you know, your last day, because I have to travel today to Pittsburgh for my meetings tomorrow for my game. And so today was the last day. I didn't even think about it at all that it was the Fanniversary until he told me that. And I like got chills, like the hair on my arms was like standing up because it just made too much sense. It's like another sign from the universe telling you that you're doing the right thing. And honestly, man, every step of the way, I've just kept seeing signs and like, yep. And away we go. And to this point, when it is the Fanniversary, it is 13 years to the date that we started on these airwaves. And I just can't believe like how far the station has come, how far all of us have come in those 13 years. Dude, when I turned this mic on the first time, I was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And some people probably still think I'm terrible, and that's fine. But boy, I listened back to those clips. It's unbelievable. All of us have grown so much since we've been on the air here. So, yeah, man, it's crazy.
Well, and
think about like people that we used to work with that aren't even with us anymore. Unfortunately, you know, Les.
Yep.
Michael. You know, so many people.
And just the best people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people. Man, I got to be honest with you.
Fred McLeod.
You and I have talked a lot about there's a lot of ego in this business. And it is easy to let ego run supreme, especially if you're any bit insecure, which you and I both have you know, done that dance many times with ourselves. And I just, but yet it is the thing, like, I've never worked. I've worked in corporate America. It's nothing like this. There's something real about the people who choose to do this, because you have to choose to do this, because you make sacrifices to do this. And so...
Well, and the other thing you do, too, is, I mean, you sort of open yourself up to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and I sit here and talk every day for 5 hours, and, boy, a lot of those hours go by, and it sort of feels like, you know, you and I are just having a conversation amongst us or the room, as opposed to, like, thousands of folks out there that are listening in their cars and have grown with us. Like, we had a caller earlier in the show. I think it was Daniel or David. I forget exactly who it was, but he said he was 12 years old.
Josh,
thank you. He said he was 12 years old when he started listening to the station. He's in his 20s.
I've heard that so many damn times. We're going to welcome in JP, Jonathan Peterman.
Yeah, I was also 12 years old when you guys first got me, so it's been a long time.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
But I was young. I'm saying, well,
but you actually thought about it for a second.
Well,
you're like,
no,
were you really,
no,
like,
no.
12 years
I was
old?
I was thinking about your age when we started the station. That's what I was thinking about.
I think I was 27 or 28. I'm a completely different person.
Are you 40?
No, I'm 35.
He was so offended.
You said 28 when we started the station. That was
27. 13. No, not when you started the station. When I first got here.
Okay,
I was 27.
We started the station.
No, I was 27. Yeah, yeah.
Not when
we
started the station.
And then it's all grown. But it's cool because I've seen you grow the same way. But then I myself, I've just gone through my own periods. I felt bad.
You
Mackenzie
got married
came in
and
here.
Had a kid, man, during this time period.
I had to come in
period.
Here at some point. Yeah. I was thinking about it. I probably, and I don't know how many shows you did with Lima, but I have to be, outside of Adam and Nick, have I done more
shows
with you
me.
Than anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it was Lima for several years until he got the gig in the mornings, because every time Adam was out, it'd be him. And then when Lima went to the mornings, it was you. Nick, you were a big filling guy for a while, too, when Adam was out, when you
I
were
do
here
believe, yeah.
early on. But yeah, we've done a ton of shows.
I think I might be, I got to be.
You're definitely fourth.
Somewhere in there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be fifth, could be sixth, could be third.
It's definitely not sixth.
Could be ninth.
Definitely
could
not
be
sixth.
No. Anyway, I'm proud of you. I said it on my show, how open you were on Monday. I'm happy you were that way.
Me too.
You know, I really am. I'm happy you got that out there.
Thanks.
And it's cool to see everything you've done.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, JP. It's been fun to work with you guys. And like I said, I'm not really going away. I'm not leaving the area.
That's what's weird about this, is that it's like when Nick went away for a little bit, it's like we still talked and had all sorts of conversations. I still talk to Adam all the time.
I'm going to invite you to golf with me.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going anywhere.
No,
it's okay.
I'm just not
going
to be on this microphone from 2 to 7.
That's all.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, thank you, man.
Good luck.
Thank you, JP.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
Jonathan Peterlin there. Catch him Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin coming up at 8 tonight. Now is when I get to say nice things about you, because obviously people know about the show, and we've talked a lot about you, ourselves and our lives here. But, you know, I think sometimes people might not always understand your value, right? Right. They talk about Ohio State, and they talk about playing in the NFL. They talk about 13 years in the NFL. They talk about all this stuff. But something I've known for a really long time, and the thing that I love most about you, is that you have the biggest heart in the world. And the watching you the last 9 months accept things and push yourself out of your comfort zone and break patterns and become the person that I've always known you could be and that you are. It's not a could be. You've always been that person, but maybe you didn't realize it. And so to watch that has been amazing. I mean, it has been, you know, like, I'll be honest, man, that I love our job. I do. I am the happiest idiot to go to work every day because I get to do the thing that I bonded with my dad over, which is sports talk radio. And, you know, to come to work in the last, you know, 6 to 9 months, man, I've cared about the show, and we've put every bit of emphasis on let's make this show the best it can. But, you know, I've had this other thing where it's like, I've just been watching you, and I've been watching you learn to walk again. And, you know, that starts with crawling, and then you start to walk again, and to see you run and to see you just make this decision, which, guys, let's be honest, it's not like a year decision. This decision is 13 years in the making, and it takes stepping way out of your comfort zone. And so to see that, as nerve-wracking as it has been, and to go back to January, dude, there were times where I couldn't sleep at night. There were times where I didn't know, should I drive to Fairlawn? Should I be there for him in person? And I didn't want to make things worse. And there were times where, man, I didn't know you were going to make it. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not trying to put anything on for air. It scared the living crap out of me. And to be there and to see this here, I'm going to tell you right now, the Dustin Fox from a year ago, and we were in a great spot a year ago, man. We had Ross Coulthart on. We were, you know, knee deep into football season. We were hurtling ahead. The show was growing great. But even that Dustin Fox, which is before some of the, you know, stuff started to really pop up in a bigger way, he couldn't have done this. He couldn't have done this thing where you make sure to go out the right way. And I think that speaks a lot to the many good things. I think you've done a good job of pruning some things around you that maybe weren't in your best interest, people who cared about you for Ohio State or the NFL or this, that, or the other. And that's a conscientious decision, and one that is made and remade every single day. And people don't understand that, like, people have a misconception of how radio shows are formed in, you know, today's atmosphere. It's not you go out and it's like picking somebody out of a lineup, that guy. There's five cooks in the kitchen trying to make this decision. And so to look at where you and I were, where we were friendly, we were absolutely cool. This is not like you and I hated each other back in the day. But I don't think we really understood each other.
That's fair,
right?
For sure.
Like, I had yet to understand that big old gigantic heart of yours. I'd yet to understand that I needed to drop some of my insecurity and drop some of my own crap so that I could be more accessible, be better at this and better at home and just better. And so when I came back, or when I started the process of maybe leaving Charlotte to come back home, dude, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what I was going to get from Dustin, because Dustin, I feuded with a couple of your friends in broad daylight, and anybody can speak to that who was on Twitter in 2016. And I ran my mouth a few too many times where it wasn't appropriate. There's a time to do that kind of thing, and I chose the wrong time. And so you could have said, you know, you might not have been able to handpick who you wanted to work with, but you damn sure could have gone in and said, screw this guy, get somebody else. And
I certainly did not do that at all. I literally gave a couple of insights as to who I would like to work with, or who I, you know, would prefer to work with or whatever. And it wasn't even questioned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That your name was in there.
Like, but you gave me a chance.
I didn't give you a chance. Yeah, you gave yourself a chance.
No. You and I went out to dinner together. That's when I first met Sarah. I came to your house. Mm-hmm. All right. And when it came to moments, and people don't understand the kind of conversations you and I have had, the times where I've had to say, hey, man, I need a little bit more from you.
Yeah.
Or the time where you've said,
I'm a good teammate, man.
Well, and there have been times where you've had to tell me, hey, I know we're joking and I know we bust each other's stones, but that kind of. It kind of hit me that a different kind of way there. And that, yeah, that whole thing, though, you could have said, well, since I didn't get to, because we talked about the egos in this business. Well, I didn't get to handpick definitively. Number one, this was my choice and only my choice. And you could have jammed me up and you could have made this so tough. And you didn't. And I don't forget that. Like, I don't, dude, you know me. I don't take anything seriously. This whole thing's a lark. This whole thing could be gone tomorrow. I could be gone tomorrow. We could be gone tomorrow. Like, this is not serious. People who treat adulthood that serious, when it's serious, it's serious. Otherwise, treat this thing like a freaking party, because God knows it could all go away tomorrow. But the thing I do take to heart, and the thing that matters to me, is I take providing for my family and lifting my family out of where my family was growing up, which is paycheck to paycheck, and not being able to buy a house, and not being able to buy a car, not being able to buy things for or guitar lessons or things. And I don't. This is not me running down my parents. They didn't have a lot of options for that. And so coming home, part of that was making sure that if something happened, I didn't go penniless like my dad did. So I don't take it for granted for 1 second that in the last 2 years, you've helped me be in a position, the best position I can be, to go ahead and take care of my family. Because that's what this thing really is about. It's about going to, it's a dumbass job. They pay us to talk sports. It is silly that they do it. Don't let them hear this because they will realize it. But it is a ridiculous job. And you could have made my life hell. And 9 months ago was not easy. I'm not saying it was. But at no point was I bleep that guy. I wasn't bleep that guy, but not for that reason. More for 115 turn up times. But no, seriously, like, I don't take it for granted that you helped me take the next step in my career, and that when I needed to, and when you and I needed to, we could get square, and that there is sincere love there.
Man. Say something funny, people.
Pippa.
So, man, I hate you.
I do too. He left me like zero time.
We got one more segment. I was trying. I didn't want you to have to come in to try.
Nick can talk. We all know.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I am fat. I had to breathe.
Would you like to say it now, UD, or would you like to say it?
Let's do it now, because I want Dustin can do whatever he wants for the last segment.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Let's not make certain promises.
Yeah, not whatever, I guess. But listen, I think Dustin could identify with leaving this job is like leaving football in a sense, because this is our locker room. And Dustin and I have a long history. We've probably, doing the math, we've probably worked together more hours than anybody at the station. Us two together.
Easily.
And, you know, it started, Dustin was at my wedding. We have continued to be great friends through the years. I went to a Glen Oak football game with you on a Thursday night. I remember waking up the next morning, went to the gym.
We didn't get kicked out of that one.
No, we didn't. I remember coming over to your house on Saturdays. We play an NBA Jam, watch college football. Lima and I Houdini now to your brother's driveway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't forget night. That. That's hilarious.
But I just remember, and like Nick said, over the last how many years, it's been a great friendship, but over the last 6 to 8 months, whatever it's been now, like, I've never been more proud of the leaps that you have made over this last several months. And the calls that I would get from you in some of the darkest times, transitioning to some of the better times in your life, those are phone calls. And I'm glad that I was one of the people that you would dial up at those times. And I was sitting there just listening as a friend, and I will never forget those phone calls. And I could say this, like, Dustin is one of the most kind-hearted individuals that you could ever work with. I know we teased about the days that he would say, hey, pull up Amazon, order whatever you want. But that's just who you are. Like, you're a giver. And you will continue to be one of my best friends, whether you're here, whether you're anywhere else. So I just want you to know that. And congrats on 13 years, man. I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else.
I mean, you guys, you're right, though, Keith. I mean, this is a locker room. It's an extension of a locker room, at least for me, from my playing days, to be able to have dudes like and females around. We watch our language a little bit better when they're around, because we don't get fired. No, you know what I'm saying, dude. I mean, it's like a locker room, man. We're hanging out every day, and you said it best, Nick. Like, we're not curing cancer here. We're talking about sports. This is, like I said on Monday, this is like a dream job for anybody who loves to be around sports. And my life has been sports. Sports have given me everything. And so we really, you know, I tell people all the time, people, I am so spoiled because I don't know what it's like to work like a real job. Like, I'm not digging ditches. We're not out there like doing real manual labor. We have to talk about sports and hang out every single day together. And like, that's what I'm going to miss the most. And Keith and Nick, you guys, man, Keith, I owe you the world, man. You are the best producer in the entire country. I'd put it up against any producer out there. I know you're going to be a program director. If you want to stay in this business, or if you want, it doesn't matter what you do. You're the hardest working guy I've ever met, next to my brother. And that is something that I admire. Your work ethic, it's insane. The way you're able to do and multitask, and not multitask where you pull from another, like, you're able to just do it all. It's unreal. Seriously, we are so lucky. Nick, all that stuff you said, man, is not necessary to say, but I appreciate it. especially the stuff about your family, because I know. Dude, I know I haven't made it easy on you, man. I haven't made it easy on you.
It's really okay.
But I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You know that.
I appreciate you. Billy.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
Same here, man. Same here. Billy.
Let me pull together.
I know you want to say something here, but real quick, we got Anonymous calling in here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I just want to get right off the top, the professional side. Dustin, I'm that guy that's goofed up and called you Justin a few times in the past like an idiot, because I would never do that intentionally, because you're a great guy, and you've always seemed like that guy that could be hanging out in the basement playing poker with, and I just want to say you're solely going to be missed on this show. You're Nick and your the JP have their work cut out for them with you going. I'm telling you right now for sure.
I appreciate that.
The main reason I called, though, is I wanted you to know something. The other day when you laid it out on Tuesday, you know, not that anybody would know your personal business, but, you know, I had no idea. I've listened for a long time, and you were one of the main reasons I've always listened to. But when you told us your story on Tuesday, it was so powerful. I just want you to know something. When you got done telling and you wanted to know it, you just hoped that God, it would just, you know, touch one person. That's all you needed it to do. For you to lay it out there like that, it takes so much guts. You know, an average guy like me to do something like that to a couple of friends, it doesn't mean anything. You did it in front of everybody. And it, because of that, I wanted you to know that it is super powerful. And it did touch somebody I know for a fact, and I'm sure it touched others. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Dustin, you're great, and I really am going to miss you. And thank you so much for doing what you did the other day. It took so much guts, man. You're a great guy. I wish you the best. You're not doing it for any wrong reason. You know, your kids are never a wrong decision, as you've been told so many times on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, you're making all the right calls, man.
I really appreciate that, man.
No sweat, man. You go on and just conquer, man. You've been awesome. Right. Thanks again.
No doubt, buddy. Man. Thank you so much.
Ooh.
All righty, then.
I think we're there.
Man, I didn't think this was going to happen. Like
the end of the show?
The moment? Yeah, yeah. Let me just say this much. I'm so grateful for all the fans throughout all of these years for sticking by us, sticking by me through hard times, good times, bad times, whatever it may be. Like, you guys have always been there. And I feel like I always wanted to pride myself on being as authentic as I can. And like, whatever I say on this air, these airwaves, and how I act and how I talk and whatever, all this is how I am in my personal life. This is how I act around my boys. Okay. So you guys are my boys and my girls, cause we got a lot of listeners. They're females as well. And I hope that I portrayed to you guys like who I really am. And because I do try so hard, man, to show people, you know, I'm a lover deep down and a giver and all these things, but I'm glad people could see it. And like I said earlier, it took me 13 years in the station to actually do something productive. And I did this week. And so I'm so proud of it. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the station. I'm proud of this crew. Everybody that's been a part of this, it's been amazing. It's been so far beyond my wildest dreams. I could never imagine that we would create something like this, something bigger than ourselves, right? I mean, it really is. And there's so many people I want to thank. I just want to thank my family. I want to thank Sarah. I want to thank you, Nick. I want to thank Bull. Obviously, the rest of the crew. Keith is the best. Thank you, Mac, Jax. I mean, Spano was here earlier. You know, Lima, Ken, Phelpsy, and Baskin. You know, those guys, JP at nights. All the people that I've worked with in the past. I'm forgetting names for sure. I'm just trying to get this out here in 20 seconds, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going like far at all. I'm living Fairlawn. Okay. So I'll be around. You're going to see me around. You'll see me on Saturday. I'll be on ESPN. Our game's on ESPNU this Saturday, Pitt, Kent State. I got a game every week. So you see me on TV. You can hit me up on social, whatever. I'm not going anywhere. Like I said on Monday, you're going through something out there, like, it doesn't matter what it is. Just send me a message. You know, maybe I can pick you up a little bit.
Hey, Dusty. So,
hey, buddy.
Stay steady.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.